The Higher Thought Centre, 10 Cheniston Gardens, London W. The subjoined notes are taken from the Quarterly Record of Higher Thought Work, November 1911. One of the most interesting and significant events which have taken place has been the visit of Abdu'l-Bahá to London. The Persian mage, whose life passed in prison, has been spent in promoting peace and unity by the one certain method of aiding individual spiritual development, must in a very real sense have tasted of the travail of his soul and been satisfied. Not only was he visited privately by nearly every earnest truth-seeker and leader of high thought in London, but his message was made known to thousands who had but dimly heard his name before. The Higher Thought Centre was well known to Abdu'l-Bahá as the place where the Baha'is held their weekly meetings under the direction of Miss Rosenberg, and an invitation to the centre was accepted by him just 2 days before his departure. Through his interpreter, Abdu'l-Bahá gave a kindly greeting and a short, impressive address, dwelling on the blessedness of such an assembly gathered in a spirit of unity and spiritual aspiration. He concluded with a lowly uttered fervent prayer in his own tongue, and a benediction which all present felt to be very real. On the following day, a message was conveyed to the centre from Abdu'l-Bahá, signifying the fullest appreciation of all kindness shown to the Baha'is, and concluding with these words: "It matters not what name each calls himself, the great work is won. Christ is ever in the world of existence. He has never disappeared out of it. Rest assured that Christ is present. The spiritual beauty we see around us today is from the breathings of Christ.